Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's father got as far as the county seat yesterday in his journey to Pine Ridge. He was held up there temporarily when he was arrested for disturbing the peace. Abner, after receiving a phone call from him, went to the county seat to get him. And as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Cedric in the Jot 'em Down store and library, waiting for Abner and his father to arrive.
Did you say Mr. Abner and his papa was coming in on the mail hack, Mr. Lum?
Yeah, the hack ain't got here yet, has it?
No, Mom. Oh, when will the feudin' start, Mr. Lum?
The feudin'?
Yes, Mom, that's what I come here for today, to see the shooting and all that.
Wait a minute, Cedric. What shooting are you talking about, anyway?
Well, my papa says Mr. Abner's papa won't be in town 2 hours before he starts up a feud of some kind.
Oh, well, now, that's just a lot of husking shucking, Cedric. Don't believe everything you hear.
Well, my papa says that Mr. Abner's papa was the one that started that feud twixt the McDaniels and the Linekers.
Well, he might have had a little something to do with that. He might have got them riled up at one another a little, but I know he never aimed to do it on a purpose, so don't go around saying things like that.
No, Mom.
You ought to have more respect for your elders. Finest Peabody is a nice old gentleman, and I want you to recollect that.
Yes, Mom.
Fact is, he's one of the finest old men I know of, and we all ought to be proud he's coming here for a visit.
Yes, Mom.
I just hope he don't stay too long, Zoll. Because there's one old man that can get things upside down and keep them that way quicker than anybody I ever seen in my life.
What's old Mr. Finus look like, anyways? I don't seem to recollect him.
Well, naturally you don't, Cedric. You've never saw him before. Last time he was here for a visit, you wasn't alive.
I wasn't. Oh, well, that must have been the year I was in the second reader.
No, it was before you was born, even.
Well, if I was in the second reader, I must have been born. I know that.
No, listen. I got you. Wait a minute. There they come. There they are out there now.
Mom.
See them out there, Cedric? Swan to goodness. He doesn't look hardly no different. He did 25 years ago. A little skinnier, maybe. A little more wrinkled, I believe.
Well, what's he hitting at Mr. Abner with that cane for?
He ain't hitting at him. That's just the way he talks. Always swings that cane around. Yeah, it's best not to stand too close to the old man when he's talking, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Granny's, it almost seems good to see old Finus again.
Was you born the last time he was here?
Oh, sure. I was a growed-up man then. Yeah, Finus has known me ever since I was just a kid of a boy. Fact is, I've always been sort of a favorite of his. Cedric, go over there and open the door for him.
Yes, Mom. Yeah, I'll let him in.
Yeah, come on in,
yes,
Papa.
Yes, Sam, so I says to General Hooker, give me 600 men and a pack of musket balls and I'll blast them clean out of West Virginia.
You told me about that, Papa.
General Hooker says to me, he says, I'm hungry, Abner. When are we going to eat?
Well, pretty quick now. Papa, I want you to meet up with Cedric Weehum.
What do you do, Mr. Farmer?
Oh, sure, yes. General Hooker. Oh, how do, boy? Proud to see you. You've grown taller since I seen you last.
Papa, you never seen him before.
Well,
you don't know him.
Sure, I know him. How are you, Vesper? Hi, good to see you again. How's that?
Papa, this ain't Vesper.
Sure, I know Vesper Hawkins any place. Looks just like his mama Bessie. How are you, Vesper?
Oh, just sure, dandy, right. I think.
Here's somebody else that's just dying to see you, Papa.
Yeah, put her there, Mr. Peabody. Sure is good to see you again.
How's that?
Papa, you recollect who this is.
Oh, why, sure. I know that face anywhere. Nobody needs to tell me who he is.
Well, I didn't think so.
You've grown, didn't you?
Oh,
you've
I don't think so, Harney.
No, you've got shorter. I don't, you look different somehow. How long has it been, anyways?
You mean since you saw me?
Abner's a good boy, ain't he? A man couldn't ask for a better son. Where's Vesper?
I'm right here.
Oh, come here, Vesper, my boy, and tell me all about him. Oh, me and Ed fought again Burnside in the mud march of 63, January 20th. It was. Did Ed ever tell you about that, Vesper?
Papa, I think you're sort of mixed up. This is Cedric Weehum.
What's that, sonny?
I say, this is Cedric Weehum.
Who is?
This fella right here.
Oh, you mean Vesper? Sure, I know him. I know Vesper when he was no bigger than that eyelash. Used to bounce him on my knee. I couldn't do it now, could I, Vesper?
No, Mom. Hey,
that's alive how you've grown, though. I hardly reckon. You've grown clean out of my knowledge.
Listen, Papa, can't you understand
that? Fact is, when I first come in here, I thought you was one of the Hodgkins boys. Yeah, but I can see now you ain't got the Hodgkins jaws. Abner, I told you I was hungry. Well, where can we get some victuals?
Well, we can go over the place if you want to, Papa. Death. And Elizabeth would be proud to fix up some victuals for
Elizabeth,
you.
Elizabeth, my goodness, to Betsy, how is little Elizabeth anyway? Goodness, there's a girl. I got something in my hand satchel for her, too.
Yeah, well, come on, let's get going, Papa.
Where are we going, son?
Well, we're going over there to the place.
Now, wait now. Don't go and drag you to be away from here. Me and my friends ain't had our talk out yet, have we, boy?
Well, no, we ain't. Thanks. Texas never even got started, aren't
we? Well, let's sit down here, boys, and tell me all about your stuff. What have you been doing? How long has this been, anyway?
It's been just about 25 years now, Mr. Peabody.
25? I recollect it was just before the Battle of Chickamauga, we had a colonel that was just 26 years old. And Abner, don't stand there. Tell me about Elizabeth. What do you think? I come clean from Tennessee for. How is little Elizabeth?
Oh, well, she's feeling pretty good, Bob.
I got a little present for her in the hand satchel. Fancy hair ribbon.
Papa Elizabeth's a little too old to be wearing hair ribbon.
Plaid colored. Well. And it's the prettiest thing you ever set eyes on. Fact is, Abner, I could get you boys 52 boxes of them hair ribbons to sell in the store here, and I'll get you a good price on them, too.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Peabody.
They'll sell like hotcakes. Yeah, by the way, did the meat handbags get here?
They got here, Papa.
Them things will sell like hotcakes, too. When you run out of them, I can get you another batch. In fact, I've done put in a sort of a temporary order for them.
Yeah, Papa, I don't believe you did that.
Now, about that ordering stuff for the store, Mr. Peabody, I wish you'd sort of check with us before you go ahead and do anything.
Yes, you're right, boy. They'll sell like hotcakes.
Oh, me.
I know a good... Well, that's enough about business. Tell me about yourself, boys. Sit out here. Let's have a nice long talk, just for old times.
All right, Mr. Peabody, but if you're getting hungry, well, maybe you and Abner better go on over to the place.
How long's it been, anyway?
Well, like I said, it's been 25 years.
We had this colonel, just 26 years old, mud up to our ankles, Battle of Chickamauga, September 20th. I looked down the barrel at one of the orneriest coyotes I ever laid eyes on. He looked a little like you, boy.
Me?
Had your eyes. You've changed, though. You used to look quite like one of the McKenzie boys. Roy, I believe it was. Yeah, I know. I know it was Roy because the younger one, the Earl, never looked nothing like you. In fact, Roy never looked like you either.
Yeah, I think we better be.
You've changed, though, boy. How's Marty?
Marty?
Yeah, Papa, you're talking.
Yeah, I know who I'm talking to. I know him better than I know myself. Even I don't go trying to tell me who he is. You don't forget a face like his.
No, that's right. I reckon me and you've known each other good long while, Mr. Peabody. I recollect the day I met you.
Yeah,
you and Abner was driving a buggy along by the mill pond there. You recollect that, don't you, Abner?
Abner's a good boy, too. Too bad he'd ever take it after me, boy, instead of his mama. He got himself a good woman there, though. And Elizabeth, got a presence for her here in my satchel. Let me see if Abner, what's the matter with you? Take me over to the place so I can see Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, take him over
right,
there, Abner.
Papa,
I think that's a good
idea. Trying to get you started, so let's go. Come on.
What are we hanging around here? Let's take Vesper along. I want to talk some more about old Ed. Come on, Vesper.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was nice seeing you again, too, boy.
Well, I enjoyed the visit myself, Mr. Peabody.
I love to sit down and talk about old times and old friends. Yes, sir, I could have picked you out of a crowd a mile wide.
Well, you know today.
I hope I'll see you again soon.
Don't worry. I'm afraid we'll be seeing a lot of one another.
Yeah, I hope so. Come on, Abner. I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, I'm just sitting here waiting for you, Papa. If you can break away from your friends there,
let's go. Yeah, let's go. Wait a minute. There's something missing around here, Abner.
something missing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where's that partner of yours?
Why, partner of mine?
Yeah, you know, that know-it-all kid, that Lem Eddards. I didn't know you fired him.
Is my name...
Don't ask me, Cedric. 5 minutes with that old man, and I can't even tell you my own name.